The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his guerrilla raiders have been ordered to return to China. To do so, they stole a Japanese bomber. Caught in the crossfire between the Japs and carrier-based American planes, Jim realized that their only chance was to make a forced landing near the carrier and hope for rescue. The bright moonlight was in their favor. And after locating the carrier, Jim dropped down to the blue Pacific. Alert anti-aircraft fire from the carrier killed one of Jim's raiders, the Hindu Sabi. And in the crash landing, Jim's friend and co-leader, Sing Lee, broke a collarbone. As Jim had hoped, the carrier dispatched a launch towards them. But as the launch draws near, it opens fire on Jim's men. Most of the shots seem to be directed at Sing Lee's nephew, the young Chinese-American, Tom Sun. Jim and his men are helpless.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Save your breath, Thompson.
Might as well, I guess. Hey, they're not kidding. That one parted my hair.
They're coming from the east.
Yeah. Must have circled around after they left the carrier.
Here, Colo. I'll take Sing Lee again. That's it. Easy. Easy with them now.
How is Uncle Sing, Jim?
He'll be okay. That is if these guys will give us a chance to identify ourselves.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Hey, sailor, relax. We're American.
Hey, there's another one over there to the right.
Why, you blessed? Relax, I said. Listen, we're American.
The solid jerks, that's what they are. Long-headed ickies that are too trigger-happy to care who they shoot at. And I thought the Navy was regular.
Well, where's my clothes? You all hear what I heard?
You heard okay, wise guy. Ickies, that's what I said. Long-haired Drupalas. Especially the pop with the pop gun.
We're American.
Chinese American.
Okay, okay. Stop blubbering. You're lying. We'll find it out soon enough. All right, Bill. Throw him a line. Have you keep that pop gun handy just in case. All right, fella. In you come.
Take care of my uncle first. He's hurt.
I'll give the orders around here. Come on, I said.
My, my. What bright brass we're using on our hats this season.
That's it. There we are. Grab my hand now. There. Who's in command?
Captain Bradley. That's him with my uncle.
Oh. Be right with you, Captain Bradley.
Don't worry about me. My friend here needs attention.
Easy with him, Phil.
You all right, Mac? Here, take my hand.
Careful with Sing Lee, Chief. He's got a broken collarbone.
Here, let me give you a hand, Phil. Now then, easy. Easy. All right. Lay him down on the deck now.
Go ahead, Colo. I'm right behind you.
Oh. Is that all?
That's all.
What about her? Let's go home. Now then, let's see what we've got. Hey, it's kind of a mixed assortment, ain't it?
It's a wonder if there's anything left of us after the way you sniped at us.
Captain, this here boy of yours...
Tom Sun's the name, Admiral.
Okay, Tom Sun. Mine's Tex. And it's CPO, not Admiral. I've been in the Pacific going on 3 years, Captain. I reckon I know the Japs too well to trust a single one of them.
Well, I don't blame you for expecting Japs, Chief. Seeing that we're in a Jap plane, but... Start shooting before...
Well, we saw Tom Sun here through the glasses. From a distance, no offense, kid. He looked Jap. Well, that was enough for us. Hey, how come you was in a Jap plane anyway?
Oh, that's a long story, Tex. We tried to wireless our identity, but the wireless got a bad case of lead poisoning in a dogfight.
Never a dull moment, huh? Well, you'll be okay now.
Except for Sabi.
Sabi?
Oh, that's a Hindu who joined us a while back. Your Akak got him.
Oh. Hey, that's plenty tough. I lost a couple of buddies that way myself.
Hey, those babies are traveling.
Yeah, must have just took off. Man, oh man.
Say, I didn't know you had all-night patrols, Tex.
Well, we've been under condition red since just after we spotted you upstairs.
Condition red? What's up?
Don't know. Wish I did. But them planes mean just one thing for somebody. Trouble.
Yes, there's trouble ahead, all right. Trouble and excitement. We'll see what form they take in just a moment. Right now, I want you to think about Sunday morning. You know, Sunday morning is a highlight in just about every home in the land. It's one time that most of us can make faces at the alarm clock. And then Sunday breakfast is a family event with special treats to eat and no gulping them down to rush off to the office or factory or school. And best of all, there's that invitation to a bit of healthy laziness, the Sunday paper. Its features and specialties have become an American institution. And one of the strongest of American institutions is the Comic Weekly. Its brilliant full-color pages make Sunday morning adventure time. Page after page of your favorites appear in the Comic Weekly. Over 24 of them. No wonder the Comic Weekly is Sunday's brightest highlight to 15 million readers. It comes to you with 15 of the country's great Sunday papers, and one of them brings it to this city. Read it this Sunday. Look for the figure of Puck and the words, The Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to an American aircraft carrier in the South Pacific and Jungle Jim.
Captain Bradley? Captain Bradley, wake up, sir.
Who is it?
The skipper would like to see you now, sir.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Jax. What time is it?
7 o'clock, sir.
Oh, the sea air certainly agrees with you. Gosh, I slept like a rock. Well, just let me get my shoes on. Hey, where are my friends?
They're all at breakfast, sir. Colonel Singh Lee is in the sick bay, but he had a good night. Doctor says he'll be as good as new.
Oh, that's fine, Jax. It's fine.
See, that houseboy of yours, that Malay character.
Kolo?
Is that his name? Well...
He's no houseboy, Tex. Kolo's the best friend a man ever had.
Oh, no offense, sir. He's certainly got a man-sized appetite.
Yeah, he's a lot of man. Which way do we go?
Oh, this way, Captain.
Tex, what's your skipper's name?
Oliver, sir. Bill Oliver.
Wild Bill?
Well, sometimes the reporters call him that.
The name sounds very familiar to me somehow. Oh, tell me, did you find out what all the excitement was about last night?
Yes, sir. And it ain't over yet.
What is it, Tex?
Well, it seems there's a Jap sub stalking us. You can imagine how those monkeys would like to get a heavy carrier like this.
Sure I can. Kind of hard on the nerves, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a thing you never get used to. Oh, here we are, sir. Okay, sailor. CPO Condon reporting with Captain Bradley.
Hello?
Condon reporting, sir. This is Captain Bradley of the Army.
Oh, yes, yes. Come in, Bradley. Dismissed, Condon.
Aye, aye, sir.
I took the liberty of ordering you some breakfast, Bradley.
Well, very thoughtful of you, sir.
Sit here, won't you?
Thank you.
Do you have some marmalade?
Home was never like this. Thank you, sir.
You don't remember me, do you, Bradley?
Yes, I do. Both your name and your face, but for the life of me, I can't place you.
Think back about 2 years.
2 years? Well, I was in the States then.
Yeah. Think of a restaurant in San Diego run by a retired brigadier general named Matt Crowley.
Why, of course. He was a phony. They sent him to Leavenworth for life. He was working for the Japs.
That's right. Before you found out the truth about him, I was in quite a jam on his account. I never got a chance to thank you properly.
Yes, yes, I remember now. We met in the Admiral's office.
That's right. Here, have some sugar?
No, thanks. Kind of out of the habit.
What were you doing in that jet bomber, Bradley?
Well, it was the quickest way to get back to China, and those are my orders.
Mm-hmm. Condon tells me our ACAC got one of your men last night.
Well,
sorry about that.
It was one of those things. It was the last round you threw at us, too, before your gun stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah, we picked up the Jap sub about then, but so far we haven't been able to locate him. Oh, come.
Lieutenant Jensen reporting, sir.
Yes, ready to take off, Jensen?
Aye, aye, sir. The captain said you had special orders for me, sir.
Well, just call it a suggestion. Now, if I were that sub and wanted to lie low, I might head for Negros Bay.
Coral reef, sir.
Right. And I'd know the carrier knew about those reefs and wouldn't look for me among them.
Roger, I'll head for Negros Bay, sir.
I would.
Sir.
Oh, forgive me, Bradley. Lieutenant Jensen, Captain Jim Bradley.
Mighty glad to know you.
Oh, thanks. The same here. You,
You couldn't use a backseat driver, could you?
You mean on this trip? Well, if the skipper...
Well, as far as I know...
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, what about it, Lieutenant? Maybe an Army man could help you.
Army, huh? Well, come on. Let the Navy give you a lesson.
And, good hunting.
Thank you, sir.
That's our baby ready to take off. The rear seat's all yours.
Oh, swell. But, well, tell me, what about your gunner?
I won't need him on this trip. His helmet should be there.
Yeah, it is.
You better put it on. Plug in the intercom so we can talk.
You're right, you are. Hey, it's a little large for me, but that's it. Hey, that's better.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me, Captain?
Sure, first rate. How about me?
Doing fine. Better close your hatch. I'm revving her up for takeoff.
Roger.
We're getting the flag, Bradley. Hang on.
See how you fellas get off a flat top so fast.
Look, please, Bart. You can do everything but bake a cake.
Hello? Hello downstairs there. Come in, please.
I'll let you wait. This is Whitey Jensen.
I thought it was. Took you so long to take off.
Go on. You'll never see the day you can do as well. Any sign of Charlie, Abe?
Carry a one, Whitey. I've orbited from 0.3 to 8.5. Lot of nothing.
Okay, chum. See you later.
Yeah. Good luck, Whitey.
Say, hey, Whitey.
Yes, Captain?
My name's Jim, but who's Charlie?
Oh, Charlie's a little man who lives in Tokyo. As soon as he gets wise that we call him Charlie, then we'll call him something else.
Oh, I get it. About how far is Negros Bay?
Well, not far. Sun will be good and high when we get there. Give us a better view of things.
Swell. Boy, these things really travel, don't they? Why, well, the carrier is out of sight already.
Now, these babies are handy when you're in a hurry. In this business, that's all the time.
Well, how'd they stack up against Charlie's planes?
I don't know. I never had a Jap get close enough to me to find out.
Well, it won't be long now. If you look straight in the sun, you'll see three Jap Zeros heading our way.